Good morning and thank you, Mr. Chair. I speak on behalf of the IOE and USCIB, and we continue to appreciate sharing our views in this forum. To that end, and as we continue to note and have noted in the past, statutes of limitations serve vital roles within the broader rule of law as gatekeepers for ensuring that evidence is available and fresh enough to meaningfully serve fact finders and adjudicators of law. They also serve to incentivize rights holders to exercise their rights, ensuring that disputes can be timely heard and remedy obtained. Time is often not a right holder's friend, and allowing rights holders to bring claims without any time or similar limitations serves no legitimate interest. If the concern is that claims cannot be made in situations where causation or other key facts are unknown, this can be addressed. For example, through well-trodden legal concepts like a common law discovery rule that allows a limitations period to run from the time that it is known or should be known that a claim against a party exists. Lastly, and specifically, we note the determination of statutory limits for the receiving of complaints also needs to recognize a state's existing law, and states should retain the competency to alter, amend, or affirm their own statutes in this regard. The language used in the draft is too absolute. Also, certain proposals here may be laudable in principle, but are hard to understand or define, and thus to implement. For example, what would a reasonable gender responsive period of time mean? It's an open question that should be answered, among others. Thank you.